Mason Nealon talking with Glidden Ralston head football coach Dave Prescott. Dave, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, I always appreciate talking to you guys. You guys cover us all year long. We do a great job.
So you guys, obviously, a couple weeks into practice here, you also had a scrimmage with Colo Nesco. Between the start of the year and now, what do you think is kind of the biggest improvements you've seen from the guys?
Well, you know, things are just starting to click better. Our defense is coming together really well. We still have a few hiccups on offense, but, you know, kind of at the beginning of the year, you kind of expect the offense. You work twice as much on offense as you do defense, but it kind of takes a little bit longer for it to get going. But we've grown pretty well, and hopefully things are getting smoothed out and ready to go.
For you guys on offense, has much changed in kind of your set or what you guys are going to run, or is it kind of similar to what last year was?
You know, we lost Colby Wallace, and, you know, we were pretty much a run-oriented, quarterback-dominated team there. So we've switched things up a little bit. It's basically pretty much the same formation with, you know, more multiple guys touching the ball. So hopefully we can get it to where we're running more north-south. You know, a lot of our our two-wing offense is geared towards, you know, running east-west, and we just want to get things maybe moving the other direction.
For you guys as well, do you know who's going to be at quarterback for you then?
Yeah, Landon Rohrbeck will be starting for us. He's had a pretty good camp, and in the first few weeks he has really fully understands the offense and runs it well. So between him and we could have Brody Hunt coming in and spelling him for a little bit if anything happens or, you know, he needs a blow. But for the main part, Landon's going to carry the load for us.
Then for you guys, you're going to be hosting St. Edmund on the first week and coming up on Friday. What do you know about St. Edmund?
Well, you know, we've played them for the last 2 years. You know, they're really well coached. They, you know, have decent size. They're going to run a 3-3 defense is what they ran last year. And we've just been kind of looking at what they did last year, what they did offensively, and trying to gear our defense and offense, you know, to be able to match up with them.
And then for kind of that 3-3 there, is that something that you guys see like routinely, or is that a different type of defense that you guys are going to see this year?
It's pretty much what you see, different variations of it throughout the year, but pretty much what you see most of the time. Once in a while, you know, it'll switch around a little bit, or, you know, maybe they'll come up and try to stack the box on us, because we did try to run the middle quite a bit last year, so. But as a whole, you know, most of the time we see a three front.
And then on the offensive end for St. Edmund, is there anything that you kind of see that stick out for them on the offensive end?
You know, they have their quarterback back, and they have, you know, their running back and a receiver. You know, they were all pretty good. So the one thing we're going to really, you know, just have to watch is they're going to have a little more experience on those aspects of it. And we're just going to have to make sure that we're doing our reads and you know, trusting our keys and make the right decisions and trust what we're seeing out there.
And you talk about kind of all this stuff, kind of making the right reads and making the right decisions. What in practice have you guys been working on to be able to get that to kind of get to a middle part of the season stage instead of the first game of the year?
Well, you know, we just do a lot of scrimmaging. We do a lot of chalk talk. We get on huddle. We tell them to watch that. We try to simulate who we're playing every week, you know, give them a little bit of their tendencies, like line up in different formations, what they tend to run to and what they have a habit of doing. Kind of done that the same with St. Ed's. You know, they could come out and run something completely different this year, but, you know, you kind of go with what they did last year and got to wait till they get here and adjust if they're doing something different.
And then talking about adjusting there, is that something that's kind of one of the keys to your guys' defense for Friday night?
Yeah, and, you know, Coach, my son, Coach Prescott, he does a really good job with identifying formations and getting the guys to move to the right coverages, and they adjust quite a bit. So, but one of the biggest things that we have is that we do have a little more experience on the defensive end than we do the offensive end. So hopefully that with the guys and the leadership that we have back there, that'll really help us out.
And then what are kind of some of the other keys that you can see that you guys are going to need to do to win on Friday night?
Well, you know, my thought is that, you know, we're going to have to be able to run the ball and kind of throw when we want to. We're going to have to manage the clock, limit their possession, and, you know, just basically we're going to have to score also. Last year they were pretty stout defense, and we did have a little bit of trouble moving them. So we're going to have to, you know, really go for our blocking assignments and be successful and execute.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on this evening, and we wish you the best of luck coming up with St. Ed's.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you next week.